This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus. That's the home of the Reformation line, Providence, the militia line. It just goes on and on and on. franklinarmory.com. Well, it's been a while, and I guess he's been doing some home renovations. I don't know. He was doing some earlier today. But joining us again for the first time in a while is attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Did you get your tiling done?
I did some of it. I do about 2 or 3 hours every day if I can manage up the strength to do it.
How much of a bathroom do you have, man?
We ripped up all of the old flooring in our house and are redoing tile in the house, and I didn't want to pay someone the what I thought was too much money to do it. So I just said, hey, I could do this myself, and, well, I'm doing it myself.
Gotcha. So, I called Stephen today because I want to know what his opinion is on some things, and let's go straight to the first one. I mean, there's some people that are saying the Supreme Court justices are sort of indicating they're going to moot it. And there's some saying that they're, you know, cautiously enthusiastic about it. What do you think of what's going on right now? Because, I mean, some of these guys have, I know Roberts was trying to get them to be a good guy, but they didn't even want to play that game.
I don't see how it doesn't get booted. I just don't see them. Okay. You have to understand this is a Second Amendment case. It's already super unpopular with the Supreme Court. This isn't like one of the other favored rights, okay? So they already don't want to rule on this. And they can get out of ruling on it and just say, well, you got everything you wanted from New York City, and you didn't ask for damages in your complaint, so, you know, have a nice day and go away. That's probably what they're going to do. I would give it like 85 or higher percentage that that's what's going to happen. There's always, you know, you can never really know what the Supreme Court is going to do until they do it. There's always that chance that they could have, you know, a ruling saying, well, their law was unconstitutional, remand it back down to the district court for, you know, let the plaintiffs amend their complaint, ask for damages, which they have never done, and didn't really do a great job of saying that that's what they would do if they did get remanded back down. So I just see it gets mooted. But you have to think about this, Bill. There's a bunch of other cases. There's like 4 or 5 other cases right now in the Supreme Court that are waiting for, that have petitions for certiorari in, that are just waiting for this case to either get mooted or decided, and then, you know, something will happen with those cases. And there are cases that, you know, pretty much are probably better for the rest of the country than some law that only existed in New York City that doesn't exist anywhere else in the country.
Like your case, the Young case, you and Allen.
Well, yeah, Young's in the Ninth Circuit, and, you know, that case has stayed pending the decision in New York Rifle. But there's other cases like Pena out of California with the roster case, the handgun roster case, or there's Cheeseman out of New Jersey about the good cause, justifiable need case to carry. Richards, I mean, there's like four or five good cases. You know, you have Worman, the assault weapons ban. So these cases are literally sitting on the desk somewhere at the Supreme Court waiting for New York Rifle to either get mooted out or decided. And, you know, whether or not justifiable need goes away would impact a whole bunch of states, New York, New Jersey, Hawaii, and, you know, whether or not you can transport a loaded firearm, or I'm sorry, an unloaded and locked firearm in the trunk of your vehicle to either a second home or a range outside of the city where you live, doesn't affect a whole bunch of, you know, it affects New Yorkers, or it did affect New Yorkers, it doesn't anymore because they changed the law.
Do you think if they were to moot it, would we see, like in New York, would they take this as a sign of a, would we see that come back in New York?
Well, you could, and that's one of the reasons that you don't moot the case, because it has the capability of repetition yet evading review. But in order for that to happen, New York State would have to change the law and say, New York City, you can, you know, do what you were doing. But see, this is like this is the double whammy that New York did on this case. New York State changed the law, and New York City changed their ordinance. So New York City doesn't have the capability or the authority now to go back on its previous position under current New York law. But New York can always change the law. I mean, they're crafty, right?
Yep. Yeah, they are. But, I mean, yeah. Cuomo, I would be surprised if Cuomo didn't want to go back and revisit that. But because Cuomo loves gun control. But that's all beside the point. So, well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see what we can, because we're not going to know about this till what, June?
No, and that's the thing. If it gets mooted, there's, I wouldn't say a strong possibility, but they conference this Friday, right? So they're going to take a vote, and then they're going to release orders Monday or Tuesday, one of those days. It might even be both days. If they moot it and there's no dissent, like if Justice Thomas doesn't come up with one of his awesome dissents, it's possible they just moot it, and Monday we get an order saying the case is mooted. And let me tell you something else that's possible. So it's possible that they moot this case, and at the same time grant certiorari in one of the other four or five Second Amendment cases now. Because if they want a Second Amendment case, great, you got your pick. What do you want to talk about? You know, which case do you want? You want an assault weapons ban case? Do you want a handgun roster case? Do you want a carry case? There's all kinds of cases pending the certiorari stage of the Supreme Court. So this one might not be good anymore because it's mooted. And right. Pick one of the other ones.
Do you think the leftists and the gun grabbers are sort of, have they fixated on this transport case too much?
Yes, I think both sides have fixated on it too much. You know, and it's such a narrow case, and this is what I argued, or Alan and I argued in Young when they stayed our case. I want to say it was back in March of this year, pending the decision in this case. In the New York Rifle case, like, this doesn't have anything to do about carrying of a firearm, like open carry of a firearm outside of your house. This is a locked and unloaded transportation issue. And yeah, you can argue, well, it's somewhat of a outside the home, right? But it's not really if it's locked and unloaded in your vehicle, right? It's not right. Really a carry because, you know, you get carjacked, you're going to like, what, stop and open your trunk and go into one safe and get your gun and the other one and get your locked up magazines and load it. I mean, it's such a ridiculous notion.
Let me get you to hold right there. The ridiculous notion, if you will, please, sir. We're headed sure. We're headed into the next break, and Stephen is out there plying the trade on a daily basis. So he does it. He and his partner Alan Beck, they go about it, and well, you'll hear more about it as we go along. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. www.thegeekbible.com. Speaking with attorney at law, Stephen Stambolia. Now, I know the Young case has been on hold, so whatever became of your case in New York where they were telling you, well, that doesn't apply to us.
Yeah, they, I don't know how much I'm about to say, but they walked that position back and released a statement saying, please ignore the lieutenant's email, which I thought was pretty funny. So, yeah, that's it's not their policy in Nassau County anymore to continue to say that that doesn't apply. The taser decision in Biddeville in the Northern District doesn't apply down there.
Does the person that made that declaration, are they still working in that capacity?
I didn't ask. I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah. But when something like that happens, right, well, like with Alito, who was sort of tying the New York attorney in knots, and he was actually admitting to things that is not actually the position of their own client, how bad is that for that person when they make that kind of a mistake under that kind of light?
Are you talking about the lieutenant, or are you talking about the lawyer at the Supreme Court making...
The lawyer. When the lawyer told you that doesn't apply to us.
Yeah.
That was pretty stupid.
Yeah, no, and see, that's the funny part of it, is the lieutenant of Nassau County, and I can't remember what his position was, but, you know, he's high up there or whatever. He put out a position of, this is our policy, and this is what our lawyers have said. Well, great. That's fascinating, but that's fantastic, and thank you for that. So I don't know if he should get punished so much as the lawyers. And the lawyers never seem to get punished for saying stupid things. It's always, you know, always the fall guy somewhere down the totem pole. But, you know, the lawyers should really, go get some remedial training in law.
So they're sort of apples and oranges, in other words, is what you're telling me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Now, in the case of this lieutenant, as far as his department, that's what I was asking, because I don't know anything about law or police work, and I would never get out there and look at a case that has been decided if I'd ever watched the first Perry Mason show and say, well, that doesn't apply to us.
Let me tell you something that I have found out about New York. Number one, you know, they're just hardcore anti-2A. There are a string of cases that say that federal court findings, like unconstitutionality about a state statute, they're not bound by it. There's actual New York Supreme Court, state Supreme Court cases that say it's up to New York courts to determine for themselves if something's unconstitutional or not. There is another case, and the county escapes me, but where they have actually refused to dismiss an indictment against a man for carrying a taser or stun gun, even though, you know, we won in the Northern District. And it's not my case, and I don't practice in New York state courts, but the state criminal court has refused to dismiss the indictment against a man for carrying or for having a stun gun in his possession. Because, and he cited for those cases, and that's where I first found out about it. It just blew my mind that, you know, for this type of issue, we could have a federal court say it's unconstitutional under the federal constitution, and then a state court say, yeah, well, we need to look at it for ourselves. Because that's not how it works with all of the other constitutional amendments and, you know, the right to, what should I say, on a public radio show, privacy that the Supreme Court found, or the Obergefell case. You know, all of the state laws immediately after the Supreme Court case came down immediately fell. You know which case I'm referring to, right?
Right.
Okay. And you know, that's just how it works. But you talk about a gun case, and of course everything changed. Alan and I just got back from Hawaii prior to Thanksgiving, where we argued another taser case out there, and we just recently filed our last taser case. we flew out to Hawaii to argue a motion for summary judgment. And the court, the judge stayed the taser case pending New York Rifle to see what the Supreme Court was going to do in that case, which I thought was probably not a good thing, but that's what the court did, you know, to see if the Supreme Court was going to say anything about scrutiny. So you still have, you know, these pockets of resistance in the state, both in federal and state courts, that don't want to rule on a Second Amendment case. Now, if this was any other right, First Amendment, you know, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, or the sacred Roe v. Wade Amendment, this wouldn't take, you know, you wouldn't get stayed pending anything. It would just be automatic, you win, you know, if you're on the right side of that case. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Since you throw in the Second Amendment, man, like Justice Thomas said, the courts are treating it like a disfavored right. And it's a shame. And, you know, I wish they would instruct the lower courts to I don't know, I feel like they've already done it in Heller, but maybe they need a reminder, you know. This is actually an enumerated right. You have to treat it like such, and you can't let your personal opinions of the people being armed get in the way of, you know, applying the law and coming to a decision or coming to the correct decision.
So besides that case, and we're coming up on the next break, so I'm just going to set you up. I cannot imagine that since the last time we spoke, there has not been something that has come up that you've had to get involved in that I don't know about. And we have not talked about the NRA. Let's talk about the NRA when we get back.
Oh, sure.
Because it sort of seems like the whole NRA brouhaha has sort of gone away, and or it's just sort of faded. And I know there's, you know, Tim Knight, he's quit. Sean Maloney, he quit. There's been a bunch of people that have resigned. I don't know that they've been replaced or not. But I'd like to hear what you have to say about the NRA, because I frankly don't know what's going on with them nowadays. I haven't been paying that much attention because it's all gotten sort of quiet.
No, sure.
We'll talk about that when we get back. Stephen is out there plying the legal trade, trying to make you free, or trying to do more than his part, because that's what he ends up doing, he and his partner, Alan Beck. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is reacting to Senator Kamala Harris dropping out of the 2020 race.
She is a first-rate intellect, first-rate candidate, and it's a real competitor. I've mixed emotions about it.
The House Intelligence Committee has released their impeachment report on President Trump by saying that the president abused his power by pressuring the Ukraine president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and other Democrats. The Intelligence Committee is expected to approve the report along party lines in a meeting Tuesday ahead of the first impeachment hearings by the Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Meanwhile, while in London, President Trump talks about the impeachment inquiry.
The Republicans have never been stronger, never been more unified. The Democrats have gone crazy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check him out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Stephen Stambolia. Stephen had been paying attention to what was going on with the NRA. He'd been feeding me some information from time to time whenever it would come across his bow, and then, you know, things have just been in the way. Or has it? What's been going on with the NRA?
They're kind of quiet right now. You know, they have the federal court litigation where they sued Ackerman McQueen, and Ackerman McQueen countersued the NRA and added one last year, third-party defendant. So that's the one case in Texas. And they got other cases in Virginia. I can't remember how many. God, it's more than one. Wayne LaPierre apparently sat for a deposition in September of this year, and they designated the deposition as confidential, although I would love to get a copy of it and read it for myself. The deposition's been labeled confidential, meaning that we probably won't have access to it. But Ackerman McQueen, in the Virginia case, filed like an amended complaint and threw in some paragraphs from the deposition of Wayne LaPierre, where it kind of undercuts the NRA's allegations. Now, this is supposedly, and I haven't seen it, so I'm just going on stuff that I've read, right, where, you know, the NRA said, well, we asked for Ackerman to send us invoices, and they wouldn't do it, or they asked us to, you know, whatever, send us audited financials, and they never did it. Apparently, LaPierre testified that, quote, he was not aware of any documents requested by the auditors or examiners that were deliberately withheld by Ackerman. Well, that kind of, you know, cuts to the heart of NRA's case that Ackerman was deliberately withholding stuff when you have Wayne LaPierre saying in figurehead or, you know, his attorney saying the statement, but it's coming out of his mouth, and that kind of cuts the NRA's case out a little bit. So, you know, we're still waiting to see what happens in all this stuff. You haven't heard anything from the New York AG's office or the District of Columbia Attorney General's office as, in their investigation, but you can rest assured that they're also investigating them. And, you know, I guess we'll just kind of know what happens when it happens. But I haven't heard anything or read anything about those two investigations.
William Brewer still employed by them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Still so, filing stuff.
So making $1 million a month.
God, man. Yeah, I joke about it. It's like, how can you bill $97,000 a day? Someone teach me how to do it. I just, it'd be nice to know how to do that. I mean, I would have to work, you know, like what, just 3-4 hours a day, I guess, and take the rest of the month off. I guess I could be done with my home renovation project a lot faster. Maybe I'd have money to pay somebody.
Doesn't it seem sort of odd after, I mean, after April of this year, after Indianapolis, when everything was just so, I mean, it was like combat. It was just happening all the time, every time. Nobody liked anybody. Everybody hated each other. Everybody was going after each other. You know, the whole thing with Oliver North, that's faded away. Everything just sort of faded away. It's just become quiet. And what would explain the New York AG not getting out here and pressing this attack more? Because they were doing that. I mean, you know, the media loved that stuff. They were eating that stuff up, and it's just sort of gone away.
Well, I don't think it's as big a story as the current impeachment debacle, coup attempt, whatever you want to call it, against the
right.
president. I mean, I don't have a cable bill. I don't watch the news. You know, I go in search of whatever I'm looking for, but, you know, I hear that it's just dominating. I did see that they released their, whatever, the Democrats released their report on Trump today. Yeah, the NRA is not as fun of a case when you've got something like that, you know, against the commander-in-chief, I guess.
Does Adam Schiff scare you? I mean, he doesn't. It's not that he scares me physically, but I mean, dude doesn't blink, and he can hear. I can say black and blue, and he will hear something completely different. And then he'll get out there and say it, even though everybody in the room knows. Nobody said that to you, Adam.
Yeah. Now there's this thing that I watched. It's like story time with Adam Schiff. It is the funniest thing, and I can't even remember who put it on there on YouTube. And it's someone dressed up like a chef that's reading, like, story time, like books and stuff like that. But, it, you know, he doesn't blink, and his cheeks look like they, you know, they constantly either got really high blood pressure or he's, you know, wearing some type of blush or something. I mean, he just looked like a caricature of himself. He really does. And he creeps me out. And the stroke guy creeps me out, too. The FBI guy, DOJ guy, or whatever that guy was.
Are we talking about Strzok or McCabe or Comey?
Yeah, that's right, Strzok. He really creeps me out. I mean, he just looks demonic when he was answering the congressional questions. Those little smirks and smiles. I mean, these are protected people. I really believe that they're protected by the deep state, if you will. And they're basically just getting away with whatever they want, whatever they can get away with, or get away with everything.
Right. Yeah, that whole little, I mean, every time I look at Schiff, all I see is one of the Manson family members looking back at me. Because he's got that look like I'm not really aware of where I'm at.
He's creepy.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I mean,
I'll send you that link to the StoryCon stuff. I mean,
yeah, that would be, yeah, I need to watch that. I need to watch that. I hope I hit that that mute switch in time. Anyway, I get the chokes sometime. So right now, as far as we know, nothing new has happened with the NRA. But the NRA is down a few board members. Have they replaced them? Do we know that?
I don't know for certain. I assume, based on past practice and experience, that the board members are replaced pursuant to the bylaws, which say how they are replaced. And for instance, the people that are, you know, that ran for the board and didn't make it by voting, the next person, you know, if there's a vacancy, that board member would be offered, the person that didn't win would be offered the board seat. I know that Adam Kraut refused the board seat, and good for him.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing, because he's been running for the board since I've been going to these things. And then they say, okay, now you can be on the board. And he was like, nope.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, smart move. Smart move. I, why would you want to get on the board when you've got two, I guess, state-level attorney generals investigating your apparent IRS investigations, from what I've read? Why would you want to be subject to all of that additional scrutiny? I mean, it's not like we don't have enough stuff going on in our daily lives, and then having to fight against Wayne Luck here, who obviously doesn't care about any you know, Second Amendment issue. And he apparently is just in it for himself. And Carolyn Meadows and Marion Hammer, I mean, all these people are doing great service to the Second Amendment and to the NRA itself. If they had any...
Let me get you hold on. Well, let me get you hold on right there. We'll pick it up on Marion Hammer. I want to hear about her. Talking to Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We are talking to attorney at law Stephen Stamblia. He was about to tell us about Marion Hammer, which that's always just someone that's just a barrel of monkeys whenever we get to talk about Marion. What were you going to tell us about Marion?
Well, I mean, this is, you know, with all three of those, Carolyn Meadows, Wayne, Marion, I guess all the other executive vice presidents, or all, any of the other people that are in the magazine on, you know, the third or fourth page of the left, the Joe Halter pictures, all of those people need to be replaced. And all of those people are part of the reason that the NRA is not doing what it should be doing and not, you know, leading the Second Amendment fight. And it's because I think they just don't care. They're more in it for the money. I had a chance to look at their 990s, which are what 501c3 and C4 or tax-free organizations file at the end of the year. Josh Powell was making something like $900,000 a year in compensation. Their general counsel was making, I think, like $450,000 to $500,000 a year. And then, of course, Wayne was I can't even remember what he was making, you know, well over
$1.5 million. Yeah.
And, you know, and someone went down and broke it down as to, you know, what some of the other organizations, you know, large quote civil rights organizations were making. And it wasn't nearly as much as what, the NRA pays its executives. And I'm not talking about just the figurehead, but the figurehead all the way down. They're getting just massive amounts of money. And, you know, what did Josh Powell do? I would say he did much. What is their general counsel doing? Again, I don't know if it would qualify as almost $500,000 in compensation every year. I don't think he's doing as much as I am, but maybe he is. Maybe he's doing more, and it's just all behind the scenes. It's just, it's crazy how much money they're paying their executives. I mean, it's just insane how much money they're wasting.
Well, I mean, it would have to really be behind the scenes. I mean, way behind the scenes, like in the parking lot behind the scenes, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, they are the first organization I've ever seen that was not concerned with the optic they were putting out there. They're completely unconcerned with that.
Yeah, and worse, and doubling down on being so unconcerned and so tone deaf. I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. If Wayne and Marion and Carolyn really cared about the NRA, really cared about the Second Amendment, you know, they're going to step back and say, we've become back where he used to be. Does that make sense? Like, let's remove the problem that people are saying, okay, well, y'all are the problem. Okay, well, let's go away. And that's what I would do if I were in their shoes. And just, you know, back away from it and let new blood in and let new blood take care of things and, you know, investigate what needs to be investigated and hold the people accountable that need to be held accountable. But, man, they got to go.
You know, Chris Cox is gone. Has he even been replaced?
Yes, he has. In fact, I looked in their current National Rifleman. I looked at one of the pages that says, you know, it's like acting, and then it has Chris Cox's title, and I can't remember. I read so much, I can't remember all these people's titles, but it had like acting whatever Chris Cox was, executive whatever of the NRA ILA.
Yeah.
So they have replaced them, and, you know, but... You know, what is he doing other than being loyal to Wayne? I don't think that anyone that's going to get that job isn't going to be a yes man to Wayne. I don't think you can get that job unless you're that.
Well, I mean, Chris Cox was sort of on par, right? How much he was stuck out there, how much he was thought of as Wayne LaPierre. And I just find it interesting that he did that for how long? 25 years?
A long time. A long time. I mean, he was the heir apparent to the NRA.
Right.
And I think Wayne saw him as his competition and, you know.
Well, that's not going to happen again, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess not. All this stuff is fascinating to me. And, you know, as I read things, I'll send them to you or follow the cases. I've got all of the cases that I can get on my CourtLink software that send me updates whenever something new is filed. So as soon as I get something, I'll let you know.
Oh, cool. I just the whole thing about how it's just sort of gone away, though, is the big mystery for me. And I guess we'll find out in Nashville what's going on.
Yeah, and see, I don't think it's gone away so much as it's kind of just kind of quiet right now. I think they're, you know, like I said, Wayne was deposed in September. That was a big deal, I'm sure of it. So, you know, I think things are just kind of working through the system, and then when they get a little bit more desperate for some cash, maybe you'll get some more fundraiser emails, phone calls, or letters from them.
Yeah.
You know, donate some money and get your new, your Chinese-made knife. Who knows?
I don't know. I just find it. And I wonder about the fundraising, too. Because that's the thing, right? That's why we had to keep Wayne LaPierre. You don't know how good he is at fundraising until you've seen him fundraise. But do we even know if they've been doing any fundraising? Have they been successfully fundraising?
No clue. I know it's got to have gone down with all the people that are saying, you know, not one more penny. And then you have that class action or the reported class action that was filed in Tennessee by one of their large donors, Delaquila.
Yeah.
In that case, I have tracked, and nothing is really happening in it. So we're just kind of waiting.
But, I mean, he's holding up money, right? He's got money himself that he was holding up.
Right, and from my understanding of it, is that, you know, promises of other donors not to donate until Wayne's gone.
Right.
But, you know, who knows?
And on the one hand... I don't know if you've seen them, but I was getting emails saying, like, I'd get one from Carolyn Meadows going, listen, everything's good. We're all good. Everything's great. Everything's fine. Don't worry about anything. We're able to cover everything. And then the next day I get one supposedly from Wayne LaPierre saying, they're coming with the padlocks to shutter the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
Any minute now. I need your $25 in order to be able to combat them right now. Will you, please help? You know, and I was just, you know, I get that in like 2 or 3 days. And when Tim was still on the board, I'd be like, maybe you ought to tell them that this is confusing me as a member.
Oh, super confusing. I got a letter from that saying, you know, imminent shutdown notice.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, you know, it's just bizarre. And then I've, you know, gone on one of the forums that is, you know, all these people were posting about the shutdown, you know, and of course. notice would have read if we were in fact shutting down, but we still need more money. So, okay, that's kind of dishonest.
Yep. Yeah, that's kind of dishonest. Absolutely it is. But, yeah, that seems to be the game they seem to be playing. So where will you be going? We got about a minute. What's coming up on your agenda?
Oh, tomorrow we have the bump stock response from the ATF at the Supreme Court that's due. We anticipate it being filed with the Supreme Court tomorrow. We've got the big NFA case in D.C. where we're trying to force the FBI to process, suppressor denials. Issued some discovery at the beginning of Thanksgiving, and they got 30 days to answer. But we've got just a whole bunch of cases that are working their way either through discovery, motions for summary judgment, or stuff that we're planning still. So, I mean, we've got a very, 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 very full plate. And we're not billing $97,000 a day. I wish we were.
Okay. Okay. I wish you were too. But I want to thank you for thanks for coming on. I will be in touch with you. I want to hear more about that stuff. We'll have to touch base again here very shortly because obviously I missed a bunch of stuff. Thank you.
Sounds good, sir.
Yeah. All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.